them up and go. Oh oh, cha 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 cha. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area.
What up, Iceberg? What up with you? What up with you, Iceberg? Yo, 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 yo. Yo, yo. I had to bring that one in. That was a throwback right there.
You are now listening to one and only DJ Jesse Jess.
Audio check, 1, 2. Audio check.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, brother.
Yeah, yo, I had to throw it all the way back. That was when the game was hot back then. Hello.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was when the game was hot back then. What any Kamuzi? That was when the game was hot back then.
Yeah, definitely, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when people spoke. Going on at the time, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. The culture just changed overall, like overall. Time. Yeah. So, welcome to the DJ Jesse Jess podcast, episode 11. You already, we all we got. You feel me?
Definitely. We appreciate everybody tapping in, tuning in with us.
Everybody tapping in. You feel me? Yeah. So. We're going to get into it. The Boss X Don, the mixtape, a little bit more about the mixtape, the album. The album, my fault. And the BET Hip Hop Awards and the Black Lives Matter movement that's going on. Might be, man. Got people blowing me up. But yeah.
Let's go.
Real quick. All right. So I know the album that you just dropped that you had that's out right now. You want to tell the people about the album that you dropped and the main reason, like, why you dropped it?
The album I dropped, Boss Don, 22 Records, man. I just wanted to create a sound and put a project to represent the state of Mass, man, Boston, where we from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I called it Boss Don for the city. I put the X in the middle for Malcolm X, because Malcolm X came his journey through Mass. That's where he really got his gangs and everything. That's from Roxbury, you know, with Farrakhan, the Nation, and Islam, and all that.
Yeah.
So I just wrapped it all up into one, man. And the reason why I did 22 records because of Master P's Last Dawn project. It salute to Master P last night for getting the award on the BETs and shit, the honor award. You know what I'm saying? I did my project, Boss Dawn, after Last Dawn.
Yeah.
Master P, I did a project years ago called Last Dawn with 22 records, so I did Boss Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by his album. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I actually just dropped the deluxe version. Yeah,
that the album go hard. I rocks with it, and like people got.
Yeah, I got Fiend from No Limit on there. I got Mr. Serve on from No Limit. Everything was right on time with what was going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So it fell into what was going on. And I actually just dropped the deluxe version with 17 more records on it. You know what I'm saying? That's the deluxe
we're
gonna push it right now. So that's the deluxe.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That project was smooth though. That project was smooth. I really with Hot Boy Turk on it too. And
yeah, Hot Boy Turk on three.
Yeah. Like I rocks with your album, even though like you're all the way in Atlanta, but I know there's a lot of people down there in Atlanta who I rocks with too. OG Hood Rich, I rocks with OG.
Yeah,
OG Hood Rich.
Yeah, that's my dude.
And I had an interview the other day with Spinrilla too. feel me? Like, I had an interview the other day with Spinrilla. We was just we was chopping it up about a whole bunch of stuff about how Boston artists need to come together and unify.
Yeah, that's the only thing. We're setting right now. We're setting the time right now, but what we're doing, we're going to open up plenty of doors for the city.
We got to. Like, it's just like, and this is just, we having a discussion about it right now. It's just like, we got.
This is going to be a platform. It's going to be a platform where we just, where we're going to showcase a lot of artists from the city and give them a platform to be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
From the beginning.
Yeah, it's just like we gotta share each other's content and like just support each other, which is key.
And it's just no bitch assness, man.
Yeah.
Gotta put them feelings to the side and understand it's all we got, really.
My people on IG Live. I hope y'all hear that. You feel me? Like, yo, we gotta support each other. We gotta support each other out here. Yeah. So. And I was talking to him about that, to the Spinrilla guy, is that unity is key in the rap game. And, like, everybody got to support each other, and everybody got to come together. And
Especially in a city like ours. Especially in a city like ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything's coming together, man. I feel like my project opened a lot of doors, too, man. Like, my shit stream is actually doing good, man. And this is my first album. I put out a lot of mixtapes, but this is my first album, bro.
Yeah, yo. I rocks with it hard, and like I support what you do, and I support your grind, and what you also the T-shirt company that you have. I gotta get some merchandise from you, and
that's T-shirt by Club, man. That's the fashion, man. It's high end fashion, man.
Already, make sure y'all go check them out.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I'm gonna put something together for you too, man.
Iceberg Snub.
Yeah, T-shirts by Snub on Instagrams, man. T-shirt by Snub.
I'm gonna pin it to the T-shirt, bro.
It's really like a Rock Spring Boston line, man. It's all the gear and shit, all the things that come from Boston, man, is just our fashion, bro. You know what I'm saying? Rocks, yeah. X, Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? And shit that I'm doing, all incorporated into one. I'm trying to make this mass culture global, because it's a lot of black culture in Boston that people don't know about. You
facts.
Know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yep, so.
That's what's key. Like, we got to support our artists and shit. And also the Black Lives Matter movement. What you think about that? The Philly the other day, I was watching a video where a teen got gunned down by the police again. And it's just like, it's crazy. Like,
I feel like, brother, these cops, man, we can't give them any reason for them to harm us, brother. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of this shit starts at home. And we gotta attack a lot of issues with people and see them before they become a big problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got, and you know, a lot of us go through mental issues and different trials and tribulations from us being in the hood and our predicaments and some of our living circumstances and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So we really don't have counseling and shit like that. And then us as black people, we think that it's a square thing to go talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I feel like we need to have more patience with each other, bro, and hear each other out, man, and address some of these issues before they get to coming to where someone's being harmed. You know what I'm saying? Because they're never going to run out of places for us, bro. They're never going to run out of room in jail, and they're never going to stop wanting to hurt us. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So that's the only thing I can say about that, brother.
Yeah. Like, we still got to support the Black Lives Matter and shit. And, like...
Yeah.
And this election that's coming up, too, is crazy, too. Like, I feel as though, like the way the voting is now, is just, like, I feel as though it shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be, like, if we don't know
it shouldn't be like, it really shouldn't be like the way it is, bro. But it's like, but we need to get some more education about politics and about voting. And then us as people, it's going to start with us. Blacks, we need to come together before we participate in anything, brother.
Facts.
I think we need to hold out on our vote and hold out on spending our money and shopping with certain, and on the black dollar. And we need to get more into agriculture, growing our food and stuff like that. Because once they control our food, our money, mm-hmm. everything like that, we have no control, brother.
Facts, which is key.
Yeah, it's key. It starts with us, brother. It's like us voting and participating. How long are we going to do it and it doesn't reflect on our community? We don't see.
And also having a voice.
You know what I'm saying? We vote all the time. We don't see nothing.
And also having a voice, you feel me? Having a voice for your community is key too. Like, just like I said.
Man, I was about to say, that starts there. It's leadership.
It's leadership, basically. And like having a voice for your community, and like, which is key. And I started out as a young teen and growing up, becoming an adult, and voicing my opinions, what I have about being in the community, you feel me? And like just vibing with everybody. And like, I feel as though everybody needs to come together, and that's the only thing that's gonna change. Feel me?
Nah, brother. You know what, Chad? I'm proud of you, Ken, because like we couple the same environment, so I know how hard it is, brother. The rise of the baddest and shit like that, bro. You're wise. Like, I'm being honest, bro. The new gangster is being smart and taking initiative and leadership, brother. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. And if anyone wants to know how can they be involved and how can they make a change, it is by doing that. Having a voice, speaking out, doing something that adds to our cause instead of destruction. You know what I'm saying? We cannot be the problem anymore. We have to be the solution. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
In our communities, brother.
We have to, like, bro, be the solution. Yeah, we got to be the solution.
We all we got.
That's the reason why we came up with that idea, and we gonna get it rolling every Wednesday. We all we got.
Everyone's voice to be heard. Shout out
to my boy Keezy Fuliano. He's another artist in Boston who I connect with, who I vibe with. There's tons of artists who I connect with out here. Like, we all gotta support each other and
that's where it starts.
Come together. Yeah. I feel like if all the artists come together in Boston, it'll be one big change.
And
plus, there's not really a lot of artists on Spamrilla too. A lot of Boston artists is on Spamrilla, if you really think about it.
There's not a lot on Spamrilla. You're opening that door right now. A lot of the artists that you've been pushing recently, even though I'm from the city, I've been out the loop with the new artists, bro. So you really are.
I'm gonna add you on that Boston artist mixtape too. I'm gonna add you on it.
Now I got my ear to all the talent that you've been putting out there, brother. We're going to make sure that we open up some doors for these guys and females. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Young lady.
Yo, that's what's key. Like you said, We all we got.
It's going to take us to do what we need to do for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't keep waiting on 40 acres of mule, man. We got to come together and get it, man, and start creating and go back to our original roots, man. We were creators from Africa. We were doctors.
We were designed for this, too. We were designed. Facts. Mm-hmm. We was built from the start.
What a time to be alive. That's all I can say, brother.
Mm-hmm.
For creators and stuff like that. And
we still going into the future, you feel me? Like,
yeah, we operate better black against the wall anyway, as black. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's time for us. People of color need to wake up and realize that we have what it takes, and we have power. We have a lot of history from back then. There's a lot of culture that we have, so.
Hey, brother, and history is a weapon.
Facts.
Yeah, history is a weapon. Once you know your history and your odds, man, we cannot be defeated. That's why they try to keep us disconnected from our history. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's time to wake up.
And
people.
There's so much information out there. There's so many outlets.
So much.
YouTube. Yeah, search up some shit, man. That's being a major accessory to the cause and following protocol right there, just by doing your history. We need more people to do knowledge and do research. You know what I'm saying? Stop being online just because. And look at who and then rubbernecking and goosenecking or peeking on people's pages and shit like that. Do more research.
Do more research. Don't just hit them up just because, like, you feel me? Like, do more research. Like, it's a lot out here. Like, you got to do way more research. You feel me? Like, it's a lot. It's a lot in the game.
How you feel about the BET Awards, though, Jesse
Jazz,
man?
BET, I feel as though. I watched everything from my phone and shit. I feel as though, it wasn't all that. You feel me?
I didn't think you were gonna say that, bro. Because I was gonna say it, man. But
Megan Thee Stallion, she got Hip Hop Artist of the Year. Roddy Ricch, he got the Artist of the Year, and. It was a couple people I really didn't know, but
Rhapsody got it, but I believe she deserved it last year. I believe they gave it to her this year because they were guilty for not giving it to her last year.
Yeah,
like, she deserves it, but she doesn't have an album out this year. Yeah, she deserves it, but she didn't have an album out this year. I think they felt guilty because they didn't give it to her last year. You hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you. She good though. Rhapsody.
How'd you like the performances?
I didn't really watch the performances, but I just looked at the awards that was given out. But
yeah,
I feel as though the BET Awards, it wasn't really like all that this year. I guess because of COVID-19.
Yeah. I
feel
scared,
like the hip hop.
Like people scared.
Yeah, I feel like the hip hop was. I feel like it was weak this year, like for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like it was weak. I feel like it was rushed.
We need more better artists out here.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm gonna tell you this.
I want to see one of my Boston artists up there.
But I'm glad you said that, bro. I want to be in that position so bad, and you know what? It's coming because I have. A lot to say, and when I get a position to be heard, I'm going to say the right shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need leaders. We need somebody that feels it.
Not just like I'm going to accept the award. I want to do more than just saying you received the award. Like, do more. Like, don't just say, like, oh, I got this award just because such and such. I work hard for this. Yeah. Nah, like, come on. You can't just be doing that. You gotta be more positive than that. Like, where you come from.
Yeah, more passionate, too.
Passionate. Like, you can't just be, like, start crying when you get on stage. Oh, my God.
They be fronting, man. That's why.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, we need more passion.
Yeah, man, it's time for us to shape the culture a little bit better.
Shape it better, at least.
Yeah, man.
Shape it better. We all we got.
Mm-hmm. We all we got.
We all we got.
It's time, though. We need more passionate artists. We need more story content. We need more people talking about things that are going on actually right now. And, like I said, some of these artists, they're not in leadership mode. They're afraid of themselves. I don't know if it's because of the money slowing down these performances or anything, but I can look in the eyes of some of these cats that I see on the BET Awards, man. Yeah, I see fear in their eyes. I don't know if they're scared of COVID. I don't know what it is, man.
They scared.
It's like, we need, Yeah, it's like they're scared, brother. We need an artist where we don't see no fear in them.
I don't have no fear in me. Walking, I don't have no fear in me. Whatever I do.
Nah, we showing that right now.
Whatever I do, I have passion in what I do. I mean, if I'm late, I'm late. I mean, if I'm late doing something, I'm late doing something. I mean,
it's not gonna stop us from doing it.
We still gonna do it no matter what. You feel me? Like, getting it done is the point. Like, getting the word across and getting the speech across. Yeah, it's all about content. It's all about the way you work and the way you preserve yourself. And I see that with your album, pushing your album, being a trap activist. Yeah, you're pushing your album.
Exactly what we're doing on this show, I'm gonna do on that album besides we putting it in rhyme.
Putting in work. Yeah.
I'm gonna drop jewels and give it to the guy.
That's what it's called. I see a lot of people supporting it too, supporting the movement.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah, man. I just stay down and grind and promote myself. That's it. Like how you do, same thing you do with your 24, I'm doing my 24, and that's why we come together perfectly, brother.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's grind time.
Which is grind crazy. Time. But, yeah, that's it for the Wednesday podcast. We all we got.
Yeah, it's the first episode. It's the first episode.
We're going to come back with it next week, talk about more. But,
Also,
I'm going to tell them rate, subscribe, and Apple Podcast, so you mark down your questions, give us some questions, give us some ideas for the podcast show on Wednesdays. It's something new.
Get involved.
We all we got. Part of the DJ Jesse Jess podcast show. Thank you to Iceberg Snub. Thank you to Iceberg Snub.
Already. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Check off Donald.
Shout out to Atlanta.
Out to the A, all the way to the Bean. You did. Roxbury made. Hey, and go get some of that COVID over there, t-shirt by Snub. We'll talk. Y'all want some of this?
Let them know, Snub. Let them know. Let them know.
Hey, Jesse, man, you have a blessed one, my dog.
All right, man.
One.
You always.